Okay, Chodesh Tov. Quick Ishvitz. First, Chodesh Tamos. Again, the power of associating images that Chazal didn't necessarily note, but the Ishvitz notes, Aaron dies in Parshas Chukas, and he's buried in Har Ahar. So we all know that name of that mountain. It's an intriguing-sounding mountain, but he's buried in Har Ahar, and it's tagged as Al Givul Eretz Edom. So why is it tagged Al Givul Eretz Edom? Well, it's on the boundary of Eretz Edom. So the famous Chazal is that the king of Edom heard that Aaron had died. He thought this was his chance. He was very opportunistic. They have dressed his people as Amalekim or as Amorim. So there was a whole war that broke out after Aaron's death. And so going to Rashi, this was the king of Edom seizing the opportunity. We're talking about Aaron's death, and he's buried in Har Ahar. But the Torah geotags it, not just to Har Ahar, but in the boundary of Edom. So the Ishbit says, well, it's fascinating that Aaron dies and is buried near Edom, and Moshe dies, and we don't really know where he's buried, in some place near Har Nevo, but he's buried overlooking Baal Peor. And that's stated 3 or 4 times in Sefer Devarim. So evidently, their graves are not just burial sites, but their graves are overlooking certain cultures and the challenges those cultures pose. And by being buried there, they're defying those cultures. They're helping us defeat those cultures. So Aaron helps us defeat Edom. Moshe helps us defeat Peor. That's really the gist of this Ishbitz, and that's what makes it so creative, that he makes an association that Chazal didn't. And Moshe's buried near the shrine of Peor. Aaron's buried near the shrine of, not the shrine, but the people of Edom. So what part of the Edom culture threatens us that Aaron helps us defeat, and what part of the Peor culture threatens us that Moshe helps defeat? So Aaron helps us defeat the murder that Edom stands for. Edom is Esav al Charbacha Techia. Edom is a very famous medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shops the Torah to Edom. Esav / Edom don't want to accept it because it says Lo Tirtzach. So it's obvious that Edom, both biblically as well as historically, sadly enough, were always associated with wanton murder and persecution. And Aaron helps defeat that. How does Aaron help defeat that? Because Aaron is an Oiv Shalom V'Rod Shalom, Oiv Zebrios. He's a person of compassion. He's a person that loves humanity. He respects the human condition. And he has a very interesting language, the Ishbitz. Not that Aaron defeats it, but Aaron doesn't understand murder. The best way to defeat a taiva is to become the type of person that can't even imagine that event occurring. Not just to face the taiva and to suppress it, but to build yourself, or to build a certain trait that's so antithetical to that taiva that it's inconceivable. Can you become a person for whom it's inconceivable to kill another person? Not because you fear the violence or the criminality of murder, but because your entire life is threatened, because you'll face murder here or there. The challenge of murder, you're not going to face that on a daily basis. You'll face it every once in a while. The real challenge is to sculpt your personality in a way that you live every day and every minute, compassion, friendship, loving people, seeing the good in people, humanism. Then, of course, when murder comes, you can't even imagine that. Now, Moshe is a little bit more delicate. What happens in Peor? So Peor, of course, is the scene or the basis for that mass orgy that combines idolatry to Peor as well as sexuality. It occurs in Shittim in the end of Parshas Balak. Midianites set up this carnival-like atmosphere in a place called Shittim. And at some point, through their being seduced sexually, the Jews end up worshipping Baal Peor, and 24,000 Jews are killed in a very, very terrible moment in the end of Parshas Balak. Now, so Moshe evidently, at least according to the Ishbitz, is trying to help us face down the danger of Znus. The danger of Znus occurs in Shittim. Shittim sounds like the word shtus. For the Ishbitz, the word shtus is a word that's associated with sexual frivolity from Parshas Naso. Parshas Naso says that a sota, shtus, shittim, is called a sota because a person doesn't sin sexually unless there's a ruach shtus that enters into their framework. So based on the word shittim, which is associated with this whole Peor incident, which had a sexual factor to it, so the Ishbit says it's a shtus that led them into this. Now, why shtus creates sexual vulnerability? Is it because the pleasure is so passing and it's meaningless? It doesn't serve a larger purpose? A person has a family, so sexuality in the context of a family has stability, continuity, larger purpose. This is just a one moment or one phase of pleasure, and you ruin families, you ruin your life, of course, you ruin your morality. So there's some disproportion. I wouldn't say that you're insane, you're an insane person, but there's a lack of proportion. It's probably in every sin is a lack of proportion, because every sin compromises eternity for the sake of transience, but probably with sexuality is probably the most acute form of disproportion, because it's such a brief experience, and yet it can be so destructive on so many levels, and of course from a religious standpoint as well. So there's a shtus that enters, and it happens in Shittim. How does Moshe help us defeat that, or not more specifically, how does Moshe help us become the type of people for whom that type of activity is completely inconceivable? So he quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says that Moshe wasn't just smart, but he was kol el hadash or kol Yisrael. Moshe was a leader, and a leader, as we see in Parshas Pinchas, has to be someone that understands everyone's unique, distinct individuality. That's why when Moshe is looking for a successor, he asks Hashem to be the Elokei HaRuchos, and Rashi says, you understand that people are different, and I need you to find someone that understands those differences. A leader can't try to homogenize people. A leader has to understand where people are coming from and understand their differences and work to cultivate those differences and to maximize those differences. So Moshe encompassed all of Am Yisrael. Moshe looked at every single person in Am Yisrael, he understood each person and therefore became part of his personality. He could be Reuven and Shimon, not just the Shvatim, but because he lived their qualities, he understood their qualities. And at some point, and this is the part that's not clear in the Ishbitz, that helped him would help us avoid the shtus of sexual frivolity or sexual promiscuity. I think it's proportion, to be able to see things from different perspectives. And proportion in life helps avoid chait, and proportion in life somehow is achieved by appreciating the diversity of the human condition. If you get stuck in your own space, in your own personality, in your own identity, so you're disproportionate, because all you do is you stream life through your own experiences, through your own traits, through your own perspective. And that narrowness can lead you to making the type of mistakes of sexual criminality or sexual activities, which are also based on not seeing the full picture. So it's not exactly as direct. Aaron is much more direct. A life of compassion, a life of mercy, will make murder inconceivable. Moshe is a lot less direct. A life of proportion will help you avoid chet in general, and chet of znos in particular. How do you become a person of proportion? By being a diverse person who's versatile and sees the whole world and sees different people and understands the sweep and the breadth of life, not just your own perspective of life. I need this pleasure. It's a very, very abstract ishbitz in Moshe's ability to create a trait that will help us avoid znos, and not just avoid znos, but make znos inconceivable. As he says, he couldn't understand lo haven mitzios niyof ba'olam. He just couldn't get niyof. He couldn't understand znos because he was so well proportioned because of that sweep of personality. So it's a fascinating ishbitz on three levels. Number one, the association between Moshe's death near Shittim or near Po'or and Aaron's death near the boundary of Edom. That doesn't appear in any Medrash. Number two, that traits don't help us defeat Yetziharas, but help us sculpt lifestyles which make those chataim inconceivable, unimaginable. Number three, Aaron's trait of compassion, love, and mercy obviously helps us create a world in which murder is ridiculous, but Moshe's diversity helps avoid sexual crime. That's the part that needs a little bit of thought. I mean, it's a very short piece, so it's hard to know what he refers to. He doesn't really explain it that well or that extensively. Okay? Finished talking.